Verse 4 now, they move outside again. And you remember, they start off in the palace of Caiaphas. Then they move over to Pilate's hall, outside. Pilate took him inside, brought him outside. Then he took him inside. Now they come outside again. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. And yet he's beaten him, and he's been beaten in an inch of his life. It was not just at all. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. Now we make a great deal of that, yes, behold the man, but also behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He's on the way now to the cross. Now, verse 6, when the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. And it was at this point that he called for the basin of water and washed his hands. Verse 7, the Jews answered him, and this is the religious rulers, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. Pilate, you see, is not satisfied. And again, he takes him inside. So verse 9, we go again. And went again into the judgment hall, and he saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not of me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. There's differences of sin, different of judgment. Those that delivered you, the religious rulers, they had more light than you did. But that, of course, didn't exonerate Pilate at all. He's guilty. But you see, what he's trying to do is get off the hook, if I may use the common parlance of the street. He wanted to escape making a decision here if he could do it. And from thenceforth, listen, verse 12, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews, these religious rulers, cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. You see, they were prepared to report Pilate to Rome that he was passing by that which was subversion, that which was nothing in the world but treason. And Pilate didn't want that to happen, of course. He's a politician. Our Lord is in the hands of a cheap politician, by the way. It's awful today when government, either in a church or in a state, gets in the hands of men who are hungry for power and who do not regard either God nor man, like that judge the Lord told about. It's a dangerous situation.